Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs released in 1970, this time from March, April, May, and June. Well, coming up, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Diana Ross, R. Dean Taylor, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. First up, the Four Tops, with a song called It's All in the Game. Well, Tommy Edwards took It's All in the Game to number one in 1958. Well, music trivia experts know it's the only chart topper co-written by United States Vice President Charles Dawes, who served under Calvin Coolidge, and who conceived the melody as Melody in a Major in 1912. Well, this song was a great shot in the arm for the Four Tops because it was the first song released after the departure of the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland from the Motown label, which wrote and produced most of the Four Tops' great songs. It was also the first major Four Tops song that didn't feature lead singer's Levi Stubbs' great voice through this whole song. He doesn't start singing until halfway in. Well, here are the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know. You had work with him, and your future looking kind of dim. But these things your heart can rise above. Oh,
once in a while he won't call, but it's all.
Your heart will fly, fly away. Come on, sing it now.
Did it? Did it? Oh yeah.
Then he'll kiss your.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Would I be talking to stone if I asked you to share a problem?
It's the whole of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Memory from R. Dean Taylor. That was Indiana Wants Me, and that reached number 5 from March of 1970. R. Dean Taylor was a member of the Motown family for many, many years, helping out in writing and session work. Before that, we heard from Diana Ross on her own by this time in 1970, Reach Out and Touch Someone's Hand, number 20, and we started with the Four Tops, It's All in the Game, number 24 from March of 1970. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in March, April, May, and June of 1970. Well, coming up, a song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Who's Gonna Take the Blame? Well, every once in a while, Smokey Robinson would relinquish control of the Miracles recordings because he wrote most of the songs himself. And when he did, he usually had a hit. Well, the writing team of Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson wrote this song. Well, Nick recalled, trying to live up to Smokey's writing was a real chore. We knew we had to write a song with a little twist to it, and that's exactly what came out. Well, here is Smokey and his Miracles, right here on Motown Memories.
Mm-hmm. We were just kids playing.
when you threw a stone and you broke a window pane. You were so afraid for what you'd done that I held your hand, little one, and I wouldn't let you run. Then you turned to me with a look of shame on your face, and your eyes asked the question ever so tenderly. Oh, who will take the blame? Who's gonna bear the shame? And I knew it would always be put the blame, put it on me. Showed her the trouble you'd bring. Like the time we sat down and she covered me with those same big eyes. You turned and you looked at me. Oh,
who will take the blame? Who's gonna bear the shame?
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
People moving up, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Control the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon. Kids growing up too soon. politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So
round and round we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Rising fast, the Beatles' new records are gassed.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
start clothing the man population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
The band played on.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just
was the Jackson 5 with another number one song, the third in a row, The Love You Save. Before that, Bollock Confusion, That's What the World Is Today by The Temptations, reaching number 3 in the featured year of 1970. And we started with that Smokey Robinson The Miracles song, Who's Gonna Take the Blame, number 46. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in the first half of 1970. Now we're up to May of 1970 with a Marvin Gaye song called The End of Our Road. Well, Marvin Gaye's career went on hold after Tammy Terrell died in 1970. Both recording and touring halted. Sweatsuits replaced stage suits. Tammy's death really ripped Marvin apart. He was grief-stricken, and he went into exile. He couldn't do anything for a while. Well, Motown, needing a Marvin Gaye single, added overdubs to The End of Our Road, a track cut with Norman Whitfield the previous year on the album called MPG of Miles Per Gallon. It was a cover of a song that became a top 20 hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1968. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Oh, it's over. Oh, it's all over. Said it's over. My heart can stand like a kid behind the wheel. You've been reckless with my heart. Oh, if I stay around you, surely tear it all apart. Stay at the road's got to end somewhere. Honey, honey, every road has got to end somewhere. Now is the time for the showdown. So let me give you the lowdown that we've come to the end of our road.
Brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. We've featured songs released from January to June of 1970 on this edition of Motown Memories. Well, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.